game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's November 15th, 2016, halfway through the month, Slim. And, you know, when I wrote you the pod notes today, I was like mad tired. But for some reason, I'm amped up now. I'm ready to talk some hoops with my Slim.
All right, got your second wind. I'm ready for you.
Yeah. That means I'm just going to crash like awful at about 7:30 or something like that. Yeah, so I didn't get much sleep. I had friends over from out of town. Had to take someone to the airport at 5, which we both get up early, so that's not that big a deal. Get to work, work's fine, I'm getting through it. Then guess what lunch today was at work?
Yeah, I see it here. It's that's no good, man.
Yeah, we got catered Thanksgiving lunch on a night where I got like 5 hours of sleep. I had 2 plates because I couldn't help myself because there was so much mother effing food. Oh, and I almost passed out this afternoon. It was terrible.
Well, you know, if you got to get your nap in, you got to get your nap in. Just got to, you know, make sure you're ready when the time comes.
Wear sunglasses in the office and kind of Weekend at Bernie's it so no one knows you're asleep.
Sure. You work during the day now. It doesn't quite work the
same. Yeah, that's true. When I worked at night, no one was around anyway. No one would have known the difference. How was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, you know, football keeps being watchable somehow, so that's fun.
Oh, except for, did you see what happened in Oriel football?
No, I don't pay too much attention to the league anymore.
Yeah, your brother runs that team. That league's not nearly as prestigious as the basketball or baseball leagues, but I started Damian Williams of your Dolphins against you.
Oh, the guy that scored 2 touchdowns?
Yeah. Nice. My team is so terrible, and he was the best like $0 bid running back I could think to get.
He might have gotten 5 plays in the game.
I know, he barely was in the game. So that was fun. On the other side of fun was what happened to Michigan with their quarterback breaking his collarbone and losing at Iowa.
Ooh, yeah. Was that 2-3-4 lost?
Yeah, first time since like the 80s or something. That was wild.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I watched a lot of basketball, though.
Yep, I watched a lot of hoops as well. Speaking of hoops, that is what the purpose of this podcast is, so I don't know why that was a transition. But if you haven't checked out the site yet, we have Razzball Basketball Player Pages. Woo! So now on the posts, every player's hyperlinked. You can click them and see all their stats and all sorts of season-long stats per 36s. And eventually in the next month or two, we're going to have DFS projections for their next game. That's going to pull in like logarithms about who they're playing against, who's playing defense against them, game flow. There's like Rudy's going to have to write that post because he talked to me about it for about 30 minutes. And I was like, wow, you know almost as much about basketball. Now, you know twice as much about basketball as I do. and then next 7-day projections. So on Sundays, you can look at all the players and see what they're projected to do the next week for your weekly leagues. There's going to be some really cool stuff still coming, but for now, the player pages are there. Check them out. Go to basketball.razzball.com. Click around all the posts. Look at all the player pages and let us know what you think. What do you think of the pages so far, Slim?
Yeah, it's I feel what, legitimized? Is that the word?
We have been legitimized. Legitimated.
It would be legitimate me.
So legitimated. We are like the state of Maine and the state of California right now.
Oh, in Massachusetts somehow.
Really? Man. Need to go on a trip.
A road trip. All right.
All right. On today's show, we're going to recap the big news and notes from the weekend, including some big man ads, plus some big man disappointments in Denver. There's a place where you can go on a trip as well, because someone's doing something to make any sense out of that. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid and then wrap up the show with a look at tonight's games and make our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready for some big man ads? Do you need big men in any of your RCLs?
When do you not? They died early in the draft this year.
I know, and I mean, the sleepers we got, a lot of those, one of them being a Nuggets guy that's killing everyone right now. But let's start with Lucas Nogueira, who's taken over Jakob Poeltl's minutes. Oh, I'm so...
Yeah, I was seeing if you would pronounce either one of those correctly. Unfortunately, I think not.
The Razzball basketball mascot knew I got that one right. I got a stamp of approval there.
There's something going on out there.
I haven't heard from him in a while. Is he doing well?
Yeah. Good. He's clean, fortunately.
Nice. Nogueira, last three games, actually, wow, all four games he's been in have actually been really good and usable. A block in each one, the last three, 10-7 with two blocks, 10-7 with a steal and two blocks, and then last game, 6 points, 10 rebounds, one assist, three steals, five blocks, Slim. He's averaging 1.8 steals and 2.5 blocks. This is crazy.
All those people that have Jonas Valanciunas for like 3 or 4 years, they're so upset right now.
I know. I think I put that. I was like, JVO was just throw up their arms in disarray. I'm like, come on. Nogueira playing down the stretch in a couple of these games, even with JV back.
I mean, it's hard to argue with these numbers. He's obviously doing something right.
Well, he's shooting 88% from the field. I have
defensively. Defensively is why JV gets replaced. So
I know, but shooting 88%, he's made all of his shots in 3 of 4 games. Now, given they're not really shots, they're dunks. But
you know, I saw your air quotes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I appreciate that. You have ESP, extra sensory podcasting.
Yeah, I try. Don't tell anybody. I don't want to give it away.
You pretty much have to add this guy while hot in all RCLs, right?
Well, I mean, Valanciunas is kind of a little banged up, right?
It's true. He's got a knee issue still. He's still coming back from it.
So he's got two games out, then two games of 21 and 22 minutes, and two wins. Well, granted, against New York and Charlotte, it's not a big win.
Well, Charlotte's a good win. They started like 6-1, I think.
Yeah, and it was on the road, so that's pretty good. I mean, you got at Cleveland tonight, Golden State, and that tough Denver matchup. Yeah.
I saw your air quotes.
I don't know. You saw the air quotes too? Good.
Yeah.
This scares the hell out of me. It's going to be a timeshare.
Yeah.
I don't think they play next to each other.
Oh, agree. I mean, they can't. I mean, Nogueira does absolutely nothing offensively. He's there. He's like Hassan Whiteside, but only 2 feet from the basket, if that.
All right, I imagine he's doing good in the offensive boards, though, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 3-2-2-4. So in O rebound leagues, you're definitely adding him. I mean, I'm adding him while hot. I'm not adding him as I'm definitely owning him rest of season. No question, I'm dropping my best player. You know, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just kind of picking him up and streaming as I can in RCLs where you have 4 moves a week. In, like, fab leagues, I don't know if I'd blow a ton on them because I don't know if this will maintain. Well, it definitely won't maintain, but I don't know how much value they'll be there game to game.
I watched some of that New York game. Not much, though, but I guess I need to pay attention a little more, huh? I mean, is he, like, the real deal going to take over?
That's the credo of this podcast.
Yeah, maybe I should pay attention. There you go. That's pretty much it.
Well, he's definitely taking Poeltl's role. And, I mean, Biombo did this a bunch of games, finished down the stretch. And Nogueira's looking like he's going to get steals a lot better than Biombo.
Yeah, I mean, he's still pretty young. Not crazy, though. 24. Second year in the league. Was drafted 16th overall a couple years ago. Draft and stash.
Yeah. I mean, he had a couple good games.
I mean, this might be a coming out that we're seeing. It's possible.
He had a couple good games last year when he actually got extended run when JV was hurt and Biombo was either a little banged up or something was happening. But he's shown usability in a little stretch before.
All right. I haven't looked too much at his numbers. So you got some D-League numbers? That's what I'm searching for. Search. Not much. Only about a dozen games.
I'm pulling
But everything's there. Blocks were there. The boards were there.
Where was his game? He had, it wasn't too huge. On December 5th last year, 14-4-3 on 7-9 against Golden State the game before, 6-1. Yeah, I mean, it was just a little stretch of minutes where he was okay. I guess it really wasn't there. He played 36 minutes at Brooklyn in the middle of April. Went 6-10 with 3 assists, a steal, and 3 rebounds. Or 3 blocks, sorry. I don't know. I think it's interesting. So I think we can just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the guy you probably streamed when Valanciunas went down and just haven't gotten around to dropping him yet.
Yep. So if you streamed on the end last week with some big man stats, I would hold on for a couple more games. See what happens.
As well. Yeah.
Another big man add, Kelly Olynyk. 2 huge games over the weekend. 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal against the Poppycockers. Then at the Pacers, 16.6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 block. 2 good games, multi-threes in both, 5 threes overall. Now, a little bit aided with Al Horford still out with a concussion, but I don't know. Olynyk, if he is on his game, is the best power forward on this team, right?
They keep playing him at center. I mean, I guess there's no reason why he can't play next to Horford.
Yeah, I mean, they're both floor spacers. It's not like they're going to get each other's way.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be an offensive problem, and I don't think Horford will have an issue guarding most power forwards. So, yeah, I nobody likes Amir Johnson. Everyone seems to dislike him.
Mostly Brad Stevens.
I mean, he's getting less minutes than he got last year, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very possible when it goes on a nice little run. I added him in a league, a 12-er.
I added them in a few as well. I also added the other big man add that I think might be a little more under the radar. It's a little more upsidey, but that's Trey Lyles. Derek Favors left with knee soreness on Saturday, played under 6 minutes. It's the same knee that caused him to lose the whole preseason and the first game or two of the regular season, so you have to have some concern there. Now, even though he only played 6 minutes, Favors did, Trey Lyles, 20 minutes in that game, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. Not a huge game, 2-7. I don't know if he's going to get a ton of minutes, but if Favors is out, I think they're going to want to play Lyles.
I guess. It's just he's gotten minutes almost 33 times this year and hasn't done much with them. He had one good game. Yeah, I don't know. Per minute production isn't like, you know, blowing the roof off, and he is getting over 20 minutes every game.
That is true. And not doing.
I think what's his name? I think Favors went through shoot around, so might not be a long term thing.
Oh, okay, I hadn't seen that update yet today. Are they playing? Yeah, by the time you listen to this, they will have played last night, so you'll see if Favors got in there or not. If he plays, I'll probably end up just dropping Lyles. I will say Lyles is shooting 32% from the field and was mad hot in summer league. So, I mean, he's a good shooter. If he starts making his shots, his line is all of a sudden looking decent.
It's okay. Right now in 23 minutes, it's 0.9 threes, 0.4 steals, 0.5 blocks, and only 6.6 points. So it's not, you know, he'd need to hit the shots. He'll need to get a little more defensive production to really, yeah, even with 30 minutes, it's not going to be enough.
Okay, so I guess we're throwing him out. Who are you adding first, Nogueira or Olynyk?
Oh, yeah, a little more short-term Nogueira, a little more long-term, I'll take Olynyk.
Okay, well, there you go. That was an easy answer to that. Slim, the NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at a game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. That's because with SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And they do this by putting a grade on every single ticket, so you'll immediately see any underpriced seats and find the best deal that fits your budget. And best of all, SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. You're always going to be satisfied with your SeatGeek purchase. And now you can get $20 off after you make your first purchase. It's not a rebate. They send you $20 outright. All you got to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZMBA, one word, RAZZMBA, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZMBA today. All right, Slim, we got a couple point guards about back. Patrick Beverley, probably out there on many a wire. Would you add him in any RCL leagues?
You know, they have those two I and J spots, so you might as well right now if you have the move. I had him in one league. Checking nice. Right now. He's available in another. I might sit on him if I have the move at the end of the week.
All right. Not playing tonight, or I should say
but
last
But the one thing is, with Brewer taking over the starting spot, that pretty much guarantees that Beverly's got that when he gets back.
Agree. They want Beverly out there. They need defense in the worst way. I mean, that's not really a surprising thing, but yeah.
Yeah, he'll get his minutes, and it'll be, you know, metrics whorish, but it'll be okay.
All right. You're obviously taking Drew Holiday over Patrick Beverly. That's no question, but Drew Holiday is another point guard that is about back. We had this in the comments, and shocking, even with my Rubio love, that I said I'd take Drew rest of the season over Rubio.
Yeah, you know, it's not injury related, so it looks like, you know, everything's going good at home. It's just a bunch of positives. I think he's ready to play basketball again.
Agree. I mean, he's obviously everyone's going to be cheering for him. It gives me a reason to cheer for the Pelicans. I'm kidding a little bit. I like Brow. I like watching him, but
don't cheer for their medical staff a little more.
Ugh. They better do their freaking jobs and keep Drew healthy. Ugh.
Yeah, and everyone else.
Yeah. So be sure, if it's probably too late now, but if you somehow could get Drew on the cheap. If you drafted Drew Holiday in like 100, you're feeling really good about it right now.
Yeah, and it's really going to be tough if I have him to get him from me just because I had to sit on him for these couple of weeks.
Exactly. The best
thing, there's going to be some rust. He hasn't practiced, so this isn't going to be the smoothest ship immediately.
Exactly. Maybe you pull like what Parsons was doing. We've been telling everyone this. We knew it was going to start a little slow. If Drew starts slow the first two or three games back, then you start shooting the buy lows.
Sure. Throw him a Moutier. See what happens.
Well, if you throw Moutier, it's probably going to be a turnover, right?
Yeah, either that or an air ball, one of the two.
Andre Drummond. This, I hate the sound of these injuries. This happened to LaVine, too. One of those where the injury didn't happen in the game, but all of a sudden, doubtful with a cankle.
Yeah, that's not good. Makes me want to check and see if Lure is available anywhere.
Oh, they're going to start Aaron Baines, though. I'd rather own Lure, too.
Yeah, he'll get more minutes.
Yeah, I know, I'm just being annoying. It's REL bias because I own Aaron Baines. Drummond is a guy who's missed two games in the last three seasons.
Yeah, you know, he's still pretty young. He should heal quickly.
Well, it's
just have to see what happens. See how bad it really is.
Yeah, it's less that. I mean, I agree. I mean, he's young, should heal as quick as it could, hopefully. But it's more that he's barely missed games, so he plays through little things. This makes me worried it's a big thing.
I can't jump on that. We'll see what happens.
I know. It's just
he's not even ruled out. They're just calling him doubtful.
That's usually
you don't even know he's not playing through this.
That's a good point. I don't know. I'm just saying, for a guy that plays every game, to be ruled out so early gives me a little pause. Same with Zach LaVine. Barely misses games. Doesn't play against the Lakers due to knee soreness. Now, the Wolves ended up absolutely blowing him out with Andrew Wiggins scoring 47, but whatever.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, he didn't do anything else. Well, I'll pull up. I don't have his lineup. Give me a second. But it was like 47 points, a million free throws, and like two rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it wasn't even a great field goal or free throw percent. But still, I'm not out there rushing to sell Drummond. I'm definitely taking a wait-and-see approach.
Oh, for sure.
We got 53% free throws. I mean, this is just league-altering.
That is setting the world on fire. What if Drummond finishes with a better free throw percentage than Whiteside?
It shouldn't happen.
I know. Isn't that so frustrating that Whiteside legit changes his free throw shot completely and shoots it at a, like, 75%. And then all of a sudden comes out this year and is missing all his free throws again. It's so frustrating.
We still, the volume's low. We're only at 5 a game. I wouldn't. Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, if you want to, you know, rewind the tape, I did say, you know, this was one of my arguments for him possibly not being a first rounder.
Yeah, but then you ended up keeping him a first rounder.
Yeah, I mean, look how big everything else is.
Yeah,
look,
it's all
rebounds and scoring with the blocks are always going to be there. He's even got the steals up.
Yeah, I'm just.
You have to let it go. Work around it.
I'm just airing my grievances, Slim. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, 2.5 turnovers are kind of annoying.
There you go. Air your grievances with me. Join in the pessimism.
Yeah, the 2-0, oh, I don't even want to count those losses, Miami Heat.
Sticking with the Heat, Goran Dragic has a cankle, likely out tonight again, or tomorrow, or last night, whatever. Josh Richardson's going to start at point guard. Did he start at point guard on, when did they last play? Saturday. Was okay.
Yep.
12.
Well, it's not about, he's just going to defend the point guard.
That makes sense, yeah. 12, 3, More, 4.
It's really, when he's running the point like that, it's Winslow is the point forward.
Oh, that makes sense. Winslow's been good. But 12, 3, and 4 with 2 steals and a block for Jay Rich, getting those defensive stats. Still not shooting great, but shaking off some rust. I like him, though. Rest of season, Josh Richardson or your boyfriend, Gary Harris.
No, I'm not picking between the two. Not. You can't make me. Tyler Johnson will still get his minutes. He's still a great option while Dragic is down.
All right. Blazers, Al-Farouq Aminu injures his calf. Oh, this one was annoying if you're an Aminu owner in a deep league. In a shallow league, it's like whatever, you come. But, you know, game to game with calf soreness, that doesn't sound like a big deal. And then all of a sudden Stotts is like, it'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. You're like, what? Why did this get so serious?
Maybe he slipped in the shower, just didn't want to tell anybody, wanted that free money from the team.
Now that's reserved, like, for
basketball related, I swear.
That's reserved for Rajon Rondo injuries, shower injuries.
That's right.
Myers Leonard picks up 2 starts, goes 11-4-1, and then 11-4-2. He has a total in, let's see how many, 147 minutes this year. He has 1 steal and 3 blocks.
147, so you're talking, that's not.
That's 0.1 and 0.3.
No, that's not his game.
I know. I just,
He's supposed to, what makes him decent is the 2%. If he can give you 2% and at least give you a half a steal, half a block, you know, one every other game, then he's going to help.
He's 100% from the free throw line. On
there
four
you go. He's Stephen Adams is Adamsinging the free throws.
He's worse than that. 4-for-4 from the stripe on the season. Oh, good Lord. Half his shots are threes. He's shooting 36%. Don't pick up Myers Leonard. He's not very good.
No, he's not going to get consistent minutes. They love going small.
Yeah, well, even though, I mean, he's getting like in the 25s. He's fine in deeper league, whatever.
Yeah, sure. But in a 12-er, you can do much better. Probably those other ones are out there. Your Harkless or your Crabby. The other one who is last on the list.
Evan Turner?
Yeah.
You're thinking of?
Yeah. I'll pick up the other first.
Yeah, agree. Speaking of getting better, Pau Gasol, 21-9-6 with the steal and 2 blocks against Detroit. And then at Houston, where you hope everyone plays well, 15-7-6 with another 2 blocks. Wow, 6 assists and 2 blocks in each of the past 2 games. Monster bounce back for Pau. Hopefully, did you see their comments about people dropping him? I mean, that was getting too crazy, right?
Well, yes, it was, but there's a caveat there. It's not like it's been good.
It was bad, and now it's getting better.
It's not like Nurkic or Jokic level bad, but
yeah, it wasn't quite at that level. We'll get there.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. You know, they lost 3 out of 4, so they were getting upset. So they played him 30-plus minutes in back-to-back games. Yeah, he could very well be, you know, DNP rest in back-to-back games next time.
So you would use this moment to sell high if they're...
Absolutely, unquestionably.
All right.
For sure.
Would you trade Powell for, who's a good, like, lower-ish big man?
Gorgie.
Yeah, I'd take Gorgie still.
It's been bad.
I'm trying to think. Would you trade Powell for Thaddeus Young?
How's those threes coming along? 0.6 and still getting you 50%. That's pretty good. The steals are there. I'd probably stick with Thad. You lose maybe a half a block, but you get games played.
You get games played, that's no question. I think Thad's overrated. The points are down to 10. That's what I expected because he's the fifth option on offense.
No, he's but that he's been able to do this with the field goal percent with, you know, still giving you some threes. It's at least he's got both of them going right now.
Would you rather own Pau Gasol or Markieff Morris?
Wow, Markieff is that high? Man, people are drafting him after 100.
I know. Oh, he's not really that high. He was just kind of my next note. That was my segue. But he had a good weekend. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 1-1-1 assist steal blocks, then 24-15 against the Bulls with 2 assists and 3 blocks. Played 44 minutes in that game. That was crazy. But, I mean, he's hitting his free throws better than he ever has at a better percent. He's hitting a 3 a game. The field goal percentage isn't good, but the turnovers are not too high over a steal and a block. He's playing well. I might take Markieff over Thad.
Yeah, sure. Scoring is much better. I mean, you know, this might coincide with Beal being down, of course.
True. Well, Beal played in that first one, I think, in the Cleveland game. I think he got hurt in the second one. I'll double check that.
And this is getting bad with the losses, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Washington's 2-7 and or looks terrible. Yeah, Beal played. Oh, wait. No, he didn't play in that first game. Okay. I didn't realize he was out the whole weekend. So, yeah, that's a good point. Getting a few extra touches with Beal out. But if you just said Markieff over Thad, that means you would trade Powell for Markieff.
No, I don't think that transitive property quite follows like that.
How does that not work?
I mean, I have Markieff as, like, my third big man in a couple of these leagues. I kind of like that. He's really helping. No, I don't think I would take it. I think I'd stick with my Markieff and ride out.
Okay, well, that's what I was saying. So, wow. So if you owned Powell, which I know you don't because you hate old people.
No, I don't. So it's not even, like, hypothetical.
As I mentioned earlier, Zach LaVine missed a game with a sore knee and... let's do this. Let's do a flashback like it's the summer of 2015. Nemanja Bjelica.
Yeah, I think you hit that J right. It's a strong J.
They're both strong J's. Well, his J was strong against the Lakers. That's a good transition. 9-for-15 field goals, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. I think his best game as a pro. If LaVine is out for another week, would you add Bjelica in some RCLs?
I mean, that is a lot of small forward minutes he got.
Yeah, because poor Gorgie.
He played. Gorgie got his 31 minutes. Cat got his 39. So they played him a bunch at small forward with Wiggins at shooting guard.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Move Wiggins back down to the 2. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, he really strived against, never mind.
Yeah, the Lakers are, you know, we can make fun of the Lakers all we want, and they got blown out this game, but they're a 6-5 team.
You okay? Good. Who on there is helping us? Is Julius Randle their top contributor right now?
Oh, my God, I almost lost assists in REL. I was so mad. Julius Randle puts up 17 assists in a week. Get out of here.
Numbers he's putting up are, they're getting better.
Yeah, he's looking good. But, I mean, they're not playing, Luke Walton's not playing anyone over 30 minutes. It's very odd.
I don't know if anyone deserves over 30 minutes.
They need to play D'Angelo Russell that much. You know, Randall should be right at that. Agree on the rest, though. But D'Angelo should be playing that much. They need to keep developing him.
You know, they're not at that point right now. They think they're going to win games, so let them go out there and try to win some games. I mean, D'Angelo is actually at less minutes than last year at this point. Well, just...
I know. That's why they need to play 20, more.
Yes. Come on. I didn't reach for him, though, so I don't feel too bad about it.
I ended up not either. I saw him go top 50 in a lot of drafts, and I didn't have him quite there. I had him mid-50s with the point guard run, but...
I'm starting to wonder if I should be dropping guys in rankings just when there's a new coach, just for the uncertainty of what's going to happen.
That's a really good point. I mean, we thought everything in Orlando was going to be fixed with no more Skiles.
Yeah, right.
And it's been, like, more the same with Vogel.
Yep. Now Skiles is, he's taken over Malone's body.
I don't know. His residue is just all over Orlando right now, all over the stadium. This is Skiles dust.
Why does he keep coming up? This isn't right. I thought we were done with this. Well, we gave him his Razzie at the end of the year. We set him off into the sunset. And just won't go away.
Because Orlando is that annoying. That's why.
You know, I like what Alfred's doing.
I do too.
Really getting better.
If like every bad, like really bad game he has, the next game seems to be really good. So at least he bounces back, you know?
I've watched pretty much this OKC game in its entirety. And he was really, 23-7-9, 2-1, no turnovers. It was obviously a great game.
That was a great game. A lot of bounce in the hair, and Ibaka a game winner against his former team. That was a good game to watch.
Yeah, you know, I was watching for that Hayward-Fournier, or not Hayward, but that Fournier matchup, Steven Adams.
Yeah, I mean, Steven Adams didn't look, it was fine, but I don't know.
He's fun to watch.
Well, he gave up the final jumper there by having happy feet. That's what I said in the article there.
Yeah, I'm still not quite convinced 35 minutes is the best thing for him.
Yeah, can't really disagree there, although they don't have great backup center options. Is Nick Collison still playing?
Not defensively.
Is Nick Collison still playing?
He got a couple minutes. I saw him in there yesterday, day before yesterday.
I know, it's mostly Cantor, but... all right, speaking of bad big men, in 50 words or less, sum up what is happening with the Denver big men. Go.
That's way too many four-letter words. Like, you can't bleep that many words in one podcast.
Oh, my God, true story. So my friends that I mentioned were here from out of town. We watched Chappelle's show a lot. Well, it was... on in high school, but we watched it some in college and reruns and stuff. Anyway, we're big fans of that show. So Dave Chappelle's the host of SNL. And it happened like 4 or 5 times. Just the broadcast completely went mute for 5 seconds. And we were like, this is weird. And then like it seemed to coincide with jokes, and it was hard to read lips, so we couldn't really tell. But and then in other skits, the production ones, not the live ones, stuff was bleeped. So we were like, wait a minute, what's happening? Well, it hit national headlines today that a Raleigh, North Carolina station decided to censor the N-word and the P-word that Donald Trump grabs people by, decided to censor those words on their own accord.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and that hit national headlines. I didn't even look for the story. I kind of just like kind of forgot about it. But I saw, you know, station on fire for not station on fire. Not really good with the words. Under fire for censoring things, and they said it was like a station policy not to play those words or whatever. I don't know, but it was only Raleigh, North Carolina's one station where we watched SNL, and that happened to us, so that was really interesting.
Yeah, that's, censorship, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so, we're in North Carolina, so
Yes, you are, apparently.
There you go. I'm just gonna leave. I need to not have political things into this podcast anymore. Back to Denver. 50 words. You've used 12 of them. Keep going.
I miss Juancho.
Oh, I know you love Juancho.
You know, he looks good out there. He looks kind of like a young Gordon Hayward.
When I ask you about the Denver big man situation, you pick the young guy that gets in games every once in a while.
Well, you know, I think he's going to get in games more if Jokic is not going to play any power forward.
We don't want to know about them. People want to know if they can drop Jokic or Nurkic yet.
Oh, man. I'm not dropping Nurkic. At least with the starting job, there's some amount of guarantee there. Just that he'll start the first half and second half. I guess that's about it. I mean, there will be better games. You know, 9 rebounds in 18 minutes. Obviously, he should have been pulled.
I'll say this. Nurkic, when he's on and, like, got that swagger, looks like he's got the NBA swagger. Jokic going to his coach and saying, bring me off the bench, and doesn't seem to have much emotion out there. I don't know if he's an NBA killer. I think he's a backup.
The biggest issue really is that Nurkic and Fareed, they don't really play well together. They can't both have good nights. One of them's going to do better. It's going to dominate their guy better. And they did basically play the same position offensively.
I just got an image of them two as toddlers. They don't play well together. They don't share.
There's a gate in between them for a reason.
Nurkic pulls on Fareed's hair. Oh, yeah, it's frustrating. I think you hold both. Jokic is really, really annoying. If you want to shoot the bottomest of bottom, buy Lowe's. Now's your time.
I'm not in any hurry.
If you owned Jokic, you wouldn't sell?
Well, you know I don't, but I'm in no hurry to send a buy low offer for him.
If you owned Pau Gasol, would you offer him for Jokic?
Oh, man. Can we go back to Gary Harris versus...
You prefer that Sophie's choice than this one? All right. Point is taken there. Last guy I want to mention real quick, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson. Talk about needing a breakout game. 20 points, 13 rebounds against the Suns. Hit 10 of 11 free throws, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. I love that he was 4 for 6 from the free throw line in the first 6 games. Had 6 free throw attempts the first 6 games. Last 3 games, 6 for 6, 6 for 6, 10 for 11. Talk about suddenly getting your aggression.
Yeah, that's a change in tempo, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to really trust it'll be that much better. You know, the turnovers going up has kind of coincided with that.
That's true. And also having no point guards gone up with that. These last 3 games, they literally haven't had a point guard. They're playing Sean Kilpatrick back there as more of a 2. Because Whitehead.
Yeah, Lynn couldn't be too far off.
Yeah, Lynn should be back soon, so maybe the usage goes way back down. But I would add RJ again if you dropped him. If you did drop him, I'm not feeling, like, awful about it, though.
No, you had a question between him and Gary Harris. I feel better about Harris, even though he didn't play last game. I can let that slide for now. But the only thing guaranteed from RHJ is inconsistency.
Because he plays,
and it's not like the coach is going to help.
Because he plays for Kenny Asshat, yep.
I mean, he had 12 shots last game. That's about how many he had in the 3 games before.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad. Oh, man. So... anything else from you from the weekend?
Ah, the weekend. You know, the weekends are so long.
Who could remember when they start, when they end?
You know, I won most of my leagues, except the team that I think was my best team got stomped in my RCL.
Yeah.
I'm kind of got a little worried about that.
I had an up and down week, although in one of my RCLs, I'm like, I've got a crazy record. I think I have like 6 or 7 losses, and I'm playing a team with 5 losses.
Okay, that's good. Somebody's coming out of that.
Yeah. So if you want to see where you are in RCLs, you can check out the RCL post I put up on Friday afternoons. Slim, I have one more question from you from a comment. Jeremy asks, ready for this? This is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Would you trade Joel Embiid for Victor Oladipo?
Oh, wow. It's that bad.
I know. How weird is that? That you did, like you didn't just like Oladipo, done. No, it's like it's almost team needs based, if that.
I mean, if you assume that Embiid is you know, everything, you know, the minutes are going to go up, the back-to-backs will eventually happen. Man, where are the defensive stats for Oladipo? 0.7 steals, 0.2 blocks.
Someone feels right about this one. Go back and listen to our podcast from about 2 months ago. Where it's
I don't know. You say the defensive stats wouldn't be there?
Whatever podcast is titled Billy Donovan. Remember that conversation? Yeah.
All right. I see the 2 threes per game as a career high.
What's his
so
shooting?
He's basically Evan Fournier. Didn't they sign the same contract?
Possibly. What's his shooting percentage?
Guess the Magic don't really mind this one, I guess.
Yeah, they're feeling good with it, especially since they won the game between the teams.
Yeah, Oladipo at 41% from downtown. Look at that.
Wow, that's actually high. All right, way to Hillary Clinton the question. Embiid or Oladipo?
You know, it's a neat thing. If I had two bigs and I was feeling good about my threes, I guess, what else are you getting right now? Yeah, I think I might take that.
Wow. How the world turns.
No, I wouldn't make it so direct, though. You know, I wouldn't. There would be a two for two in there. I would make it feel like I'm still getting more pieces. It wouldn't be a straight one for one.
Agree.
I'd aim a little higher and then bring it down.
Agree with that. Slim, let's get you stupid. Woo!
Oh, you know, I used to have theme music for this.
Did we? We didn't.
Yeah, I did. I had to make it up every week.
Oh, that's right, man. I forget stuff year to year. It's so hard. Well, we're running low on time, so think about that for next week. We'll get to the writing room. We'll get some. We'll get Elvis Costello to help us with that one.
He's still alive, right?
I have no idea.
Wrong Elvis, wrong Costello. I'm not sure.
All right, we got to move quick through this. Player A, 10 points a game. I'm going to round on some of these. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. 2 steals and 0.8 blocks.
Okay. It's not terrible.
Shooting 50% from the field. Doesn't really takes a 3 a game, but is 1 for 10 from deep on the year. 81% free throw shooter. Pretty low volume. 1 turnover a game.
This is for the season.
Yes. I'm not doing any of the cherry picking yet.
All right. That's, we were hoping Aaron Gordon would be better, but okay.
Oh, close. I like where you're going.
That was really close.
Yeah, that was really good. All right, so you kind of have a picture of that player in your head?
Oh, for sure. He won the slam dunk contest. Oh, it's not him. Okay.
Player B, 9 points a game, so 1 less. 8 rebounds a game, so 1 less. 2.4 assists, so 0.4 more. 1 steal, a full steal less, and 1.3 blocks compared to 0.8, so half a block more. Shooting 55% from the field and 75% from the free throw line, but low volume. So both fine at the free throw line and low volume. A little more field goal percentage blocks from player B, but player A gives you another point, another board, and a whole steal more a game.
And the second player doesn't shoot any threes at all, right?
0 for 3. So yeah, no.
Yeah. You know, this is pretty low end. I assume one of them was drafted high and one of them went undrafted in most 12ers.
That is the JB way.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. There's one playing because of injury. It's usually the case.
No, both were starters on opening day and remain starters now.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, Mba Amute hasn't been that good, but, you know.
REL bias on that answer.
I dropped him, come on.
I know. You got Willie.
dropped a player with 30-plus minutes back-to-back games in a 20-team league. Yeah, something about that doesn't seem right.
You just have to get your young Guillermo. Yeah.
Obsessed. I mean, what do we got? We got a couple of small forwards, maybe power forwards.
They're both power forwards, both with a lot of rebounds. One at nine.
Oh, wait, we got a Booker sighting.
Woo! Slim is not stupid. If you get either of the players, you're definitely not stupid if you can do that.
Booker was my pick for deep league pick of the year.
Looking good so far. He is player A, 10-9 with two steals.
Yeah,
there's
two steals. That's what gave it away.
Yeah, and 0.8 blocks. Would you take him over player B?
I mean, 0-3, so it's not Jermichael.
No. Like I said, you get 0.5 more blocks, half an assist, but you lose a point, you lose a whole steal, you lose a rebound.
Yeah. 0-3 doesn't shoot any threes. Man, there aren't many power forwards out there that don't do that. We got like a Mozgov or something.
No.
Steven still.
But this makes this guy sound terrible.
Oh, man. Well, it ain't Miles Turner. I saw a trade someone wants to get rid of their Miles Turner.
No,
shocked.
Miles Turner has put up this guy's stats in like two games.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's too many blocks for Aldridge.
Yeah.
Could be Lopez since he's not playing.
It's a lot better. It's a lot
DNP
worse
Lopez
than Lopez.
Rest.
It's a lot better. I know. Lopez on a DNP tonight. That's so dumb. It's not Lopez. It's worse than Lopez. All right, you ready?
Yep, give it to me.
Choo-choo!
No. Oh, for 3 from downtown, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he was 6-20 last year. He didn't take many threes. If you didn't get that joke, this is Gorgui Dieng. So, Trevor Booker outplaying Gorgui Dieng right now. Whoops!
You know, that makes me want to look up what I projected him for.
Oh, and you can find that on the brand new Razzball Basketball Player pages!
yeah. Yes, I can.
You finding it? You want me to help?
No, I don't need you to hold my hand for this. I got it.
All right.
Gorgui. Let's see. I put him at 12 points, 8 boards, 2.2 assists, 1.1 steals, 1.3 blocks, 1.8 turnovers.
That's all really good. It's just 3 less points a game.
And 30 minutes I gave him?
He's at exactly 30 minutes.
All right. I feel pretty good about that one so far.
Yeah. Just needs a few more points and he could be all right.
It started off really good, but that's because Cat started off kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cat is just alpha male down low.
Oh, no question. And that's not why you drafted Gorgui. You wanted across the board good percents, low turnovers. And he's pretty much done that. It's just been...
Yeah, it's such low volume.
I know. The volume just... I think when it's said and done, his roto rank will still be like 50 and you'll feel fine, but...
Yeah, but each week you're like, you know, is he giving me enough?
I know. It doesn't feel good enough.
You question this a lot.
Yeah. All right, Slim, we're at the end. We're way over time. Taking a look at tonight's games. If my thing will load, it's going very, very, very slowly. I am very frustrated at slow iPads. 5 games on the slate tonight. Here we go. Raptors at the Cavs. Oh, man, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid the 30 points in that game, except for one guy who always scores 30 points.
Unfortunately, you can't take DeRozan. He's only leading the league in scoring. The Hawks go to your Heat. Bulls at the Blazers. Oh, my God. Nets at the Lakers. Ugh.
Oh, that's 7-5 Lakers, it's looking like. Although they're going to get a well-rested... Lopez, right?
Oh, my God. That's good. Oh, you can't. I get to go first. Oh, wait. No, you go first. Damn it, because you got the last one. Yeah, I'm behind on updating the board. Sorry, everyone. I'm always behind. Last week, Penis, Connor, Zinger, and David M. all getting Kemba Walker on Tuesday's podcast. And on Friday's podcast, Viz gets McCollum and Lissandro and... Oh, wait. That was from last Thursday, and then on last Tuesday, Viz got McCollum, Lissandro, and Lollard get Harrison Barnes. You on Friday got McCollum, and I need to update the board. I think a couple others got some picks right. Paul George got 26 against the Sixers, and it went into overtime too. Frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. That might be the first time I got CJ right. That's good stuff.
Well, yeah. The McCollum curse has been broken by Viz. Good job, Viz. You've broken the curse. All right, Slim. So it's 2-2 on the board. I'll have the board updated by the time you listen to this podcast. It's not updated now when I look at it. But, Slim, you are the winner. You get to go first.
You got Wiggins at 9.
Yeah, I guess I probably should have gone through the players real quick. I put the link on the challenge.
Yeah, I saw that. I can use that now. That's
good
stuff. Yeah,
that'll make life much easier for anyone. But if you're ever wondering who you can't pick, the link is on the JB Slim 30-point challenge board. You can find that on the podcast tab on the site. DeRozan, Westbrook, Brown, Lillard, Harden, Durant, Curry, Cousins, Wiggins, Isaiah Thomas are your top 10. All right, what you got?
I'm going to go with some Jimmy Buckets with a big game in Portland.
Interesting. 14th in the league in scoring, 24 points a game. That's a good one, Slim. All right, I'm doing it. The well-rested, heavy pace, please, Coach Asshat, play him more than 25 minutes, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I've got to watch out for that Mozgov, Tariq Black defense, but... Yeah, that should happen if he gets over 25 minutes.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll play. I mean, the Lakers are good now, so the game should be close, right? I don't know.
No, they're winning games.
There's a difference. All right, we went a little over. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to check out the player pages on basketball.rasball.com. You'll see them on all the player posts now. Click around in the comments. Tell us what you like, don't like about the player pages. Hopefully you think they're cool. And as we keep developing tools, hopefully you'll go to them more and more, and they'll become your player pages to go to across all the interwebs. We're going to wrap there. Thanks, everyone, again, for listening. Slim, have yourself a good rest of your week, and we'll catch up in a couple days.
Yes, sir.